Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, have you ever been to a restaurant with someone and had them tell you, "I'm buying, get whatever you want," and then you enter into a moral quandary as you try to figure out if you really should get that expensive meal that you really want, or if you should get something cheaper because they're just being polite and you don't want to offend them by taking advantage? I'm sure that I'm not the only one here who's been afraid of committing this particular social faux pas. Our society sets up unwritten rules about how to be polite, and these rules ingrain themselves in us. For instance, if your friend offered to pay for your meal, and in response you ordered three of the most expensive entrees, ate one that night, and saved the other two for the meal's upcoming days, that would be taking advantage of their generosity, yes? Yeah, see, we all have these unwritten rules that we know instinctively. That would be a line that we would cross of what society would deem unacceptable. But those limits don't apply when God is the one making the offer. When God gives us a promise, he does so because that's what he wants for us, not just because the sentiment is nice. When God gives us the forgiveness of sins, salvation, and eternal life through the cleansing blood of Jesus, he doesn't want us to say, "Well, you know, that's very generous of you, God, but I don't need all three of those things. I'll make do with just one. That's all I need." No, God wants us to receive all of his gifts with open and eager arms. And that is why when the disciples ask Jesus to teach them how to pray, he tells them to pray to their Heavenly Father and ask him for all of their needs. He wants us to come to God with our daily needs of body and of soul. He wants us to continually come to him to ask for forgiveness for our sins and for protection against the world's temptations. So the question for us today is this: do we come to God with all of our troubles and our needs? Do we pray without ceasing, as Paul says to the church in Thessalonica? Sometimes our cares seem too little and too insignificant to bother God with. Sometimes they can be so big that they might seem greedy, like we shouldn't be asking for these things. Maybe it seems like you've asked for forgiveness for a particular sin one too many times, and you're afraid that God might not forgive you this next time around. Maybe you've tried praying, and it just doesn't seem like God is listening. But whether or not our prayers are big or small, or whether or not God responds in the way that we want him to, he still bids us to come to him in prayer. He wants us to come to him and bring everything, our hopes, our fears, and our guilt. He wants it all, because he loves us like a father loves his children. In fact, Jesus emphasizes God's fatherly love for us by comparing him to human fathers. He asks, "What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, give him a scorpion?" See, Jesus asks this question because it is absurd. Even human fathers who are evil, as he says, are supposed to know that this is not how you should treat your children. How then do we dare to think that God will not hear our prayers and answer them with his love and his grace, giving us what we need? When God invites us to come to him in prayer, he isn't thinking to himself, "Well, I hope they don't ask for too much this time because my grace is starting to run out for these people." No, God's grace for us is infinite because Jesus already gave his life as a sacrifice for us on the cross. That payment is already made once and for all, and now God invites us to come and feast at his buffet of love and forgiveness where the grace never runs out. But when we don't come to God with all of our needs, we imply that God is maybe not a good and loving father. We imply that he is not trustworthy and that he does not intend to give us what we need. Maybe it implies that we fear he won't listen to us or that he will give us bad gifts, like the father who gives his son a scorpion instead of an egg. That is not our God. He is not fickle, and when he makes a promise, he keeps it. We may not always understand how he answers our prayers or why he allows us to suffer physically or emotionally, but we know that he has our best interests in mind. We know that because in the life and sacrifice of Jesus, we see clearly God's love for us. It is as Jesus said, "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." You see, through Jesus, God has given us many gifts. And one of the greatest gifts that we've received is the Holy Spirit, who seals us into God's family as his children and strengthens us to live out our lives of faith, which means coming back to God again and again and again, each and every day, asking for forgiveness and trusting in him for everything. Jesus says that God will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask. That's a promise. And the Holy Spirit grants us saving faith to sustain us in this life and in our times of trial. He emphatically urges us to ask God for this gift in our prayers, and he says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened." When Jesus taught us to pray the Lord's Prayer, he gave us more than just an example of how to pray. He gave us a promise that our Father in heaven will hear us and lovingly give us all that we need to sustain us in faith until that day when he returns to give us everlasting life. So ask. Go to God in prayer. Ask your heavenly Father for help and trust in his will for your life. Amen. Now, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen.